Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley on this edition of the Vince Coakley radio program. To some of you, you recall me as a proud alumnus of NC State, High Point native, the guy who Lou Holtz recruited at right tackle, and I ended up left out. Others of you listening in the upstate of South Carolina recall my years at Channel 4 in Greenville as the sports anchor there. And I don't want to say I'm getting long in the tooth, but I was there as a young whippersnapper chronicling Clemson's first national championship. So do the math on that. This whole thing, I was trying to find a historical parallel. Chris Stewart, by the way, is nobody's fool. Graduate of Utah State, joined the United States Air Force. He was the distinguished graduate. That means he was at the top of his class in both officer training school and undergraduate pilot training. 14 years an Air Force pilot. He flew both rescue helicopters and the B-1B bomber. He holds 3 world speed records in aircraft, including the world's record for the fastest nonstop flight around our globe. If I'm looking for a military man who can give me an accurate assessment of the battlefield, I will choose Chris Stewart every time. What is the historical parallel? Even though I was in Congress when the House impeached Bill Clinton and the Senate failed to convict, even though Bill Clinton had committed perjury, the swamp took over. And remember, nowadays it's so different. It's me too, but back then it was, it's just about sex. Everybody lies about sex. And that became the defense. But in much the same way as the alphabet networks, and take your pick of newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, even the Charlotte Disturber, there was an amen chorus. Oh, yeah, just about sex, just about sex. And so the media, as Devin Nunez correctly identified them the other day, the Democrat Party hacks within the dominant media culture drive whatever message the Democrats want to send. One of the problems with Clinton, and this wasn't perjury, this was just politics, y'all. I've told you the story before. One of the most tangible things we got done was welfare reform, setting up a situation where, hey, you get 18 months of public assistance, but you have to be looking for work. And guess what? You have to actually go to work. And we finally got that done. But the way Clinton spinned it to the partisan hacks in the press, these may know Republicans, they're trying to hurt people. And then as Dick Morris told him, Mr. President, they sent it up here 3 times. American people don't know the ins and outs of public policy, but they do know baseball. 3 strikes and you're out. You've already whiffed twice. You better sign it this 3rd time. So he signs it, and he makes up this tale out of whole cloth. I put in tough restrictions to protect children. Totally false. He was playing politics there, not committing perjury. But when you take the oath and you're being questioned under oath, and you purposely lie, that's perjury. So what's the historical context? Here's what comes to mind. George Smathers, back when Republicans, I mean, this is a long time ago, back when Republicans were non-existent in the state of Florida, George Smathers decided to challenge Claude Pepper in the Democrat Senate primary. And the story goes that that George Smathers went up to the panhandle of Florida, and he went before some folks who, well, their vocabulary might not be what it should have been. George Smathers stands up and says, "My opponent's sister is a well-known thespian who has been seen masticating publicly in restaurants." Now, translating that, it meant that Claude Pepper's sister was a well-known actress who had been chewing her food in restaurants. But those terms, thespian and masticating, well, they sound like something else. And what you have every day now is a press, oh, here comes the bombshell. Oh, here comes the big story. Ain't nothing to it. Today it's Ambassador Sondland. Oh, yes, he's going to come clean. Why? At long last, here is the John Dean of the Trump hunt. That's what they're doing today. It's what they do every day. There is so much to talk about here. Coming up, you are going to hear from Flounder. I'm sorry, yesterday's star witness, and I know he was a man in uniform. Now, having said that, he's no Congressman Chris Stewart. But they bring out an immigrant from the Ukraine who, according to his own testimony yesterday, while a member of the American military, was offered the defense chief's post in the Ukraine by the corrupt Ukrainian government. He bears an uncanny resemblance to the actor Stephen First, the late great Stephen First. You remember him as Flounder in Animal House. And I'm telling you, this guy, it's too bad Stephen First isn't around any longer. He could play Alexander Vindman. But you're going to hear when we come back how you use a military uniform and an officer's rank as a prop. That and more, it's JD for Vince on the Vince Coakley radio program.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program with very special guest host and the obligatory pompous kind of guy who served in the Congress of the United States. It's J.D. Hayworth. So honored to be back behind this microphone. A little radio homecoming. And that always does me some good. I hope it works the same way for you. The number for Charlotte and vicinity, 704-570-1110. Toll free from any place, but especially the upstate of South Carolina. It's 1-800-928-1110. Shout out, closed circuit to listeners on WORD. When our friends from WBT check in with Bill O'Reilly, you and I have exclusive upstate content. And this is right before noontime. You are going to find out a story of growing up, Chevrolet, Simpsonville, and George Bernard Shaw. How do I bring that all together? It's exclusive to the upstate before we part company today. Next hour, Chick-fil-A turned chicken. Boy, talk about a surrender in the culture wars. There's more to talk about with that, and we will do that next hour. We continue on with the so-called impeachment hearings that technically are not impeachment hearings because they're before the House Intelligence Committee, which on the majority side Adam Schiff, who's not so intelligent, but he is extremely clever. And what the majority in the House who told voters back in 2018, hey, look, we gotta solve problems. The president's not. We got to work on health care. Forget all that.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They're not hunting a snipe. They're hunting a president. And this isn't impeachment hearings. What the Democrats in the House passed should be called the Adam Schiff Empowerment Act. They have made him the king of the coup. And that's what's going on. Now, yesterday, they brought out Flounder. Yeah, a guy who bears an uncanny resemblance to the late, great Stephen First from the movie Animal House. And I was reminded during the break that, of course, in one part of that motion picture, there was Flounder in his ROTC uniform. Sorry, felt the same way yesterday when I saw one Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Oh, and by the way, just to get it straight, you better address him as Lieutenant Colonel, sir. Why, none other than the ranking member, Republican Devin Nunes, used to serve with me on the Ways and Means Committee. And isn't it interesting they're having the hearing in the Ways and Means Committee room? Because Democrats are looking for ways and means to stage this coup. But I digress. Listen to this exchange. Devin Nunes and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
Mr. Vindman, you testified in your deposition that you did not know the whistleblower.
Ranking member, it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please.
Oh, yes. Wow, he set straight the ranking member. And you better believe the Alphabet Networks, their cable cousins, and all the predictable accomplices of the newspapers thought, this is a hero. That at least is what the Washington Post has been trying to tell us, how Alexander Vindman is a hero. Let's hear from a guy who wouldn't call himself a hero. He could be called a member of Congress. We've already heard from him once. That would be Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah. If not a hero, an accomplished military figure, top of his class, officer's school, flight school, world record, world speed record for circumnavigating the globe faster than anyone else in a B-1 bomber. I'm not going to say drops a bomb on Flounder, but I think he helps Flounder, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman set the story straight. Listen.
When Ranking Member Nunes referred to you as Mr. Vindman, you quickly corrected him and wanted to be called Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Do you always insist on civilians calling you by your rank?
Mr. Stewart, Representative Stewart, I'm in uniform wearing my military rank. I just thought it was appropriate to stick with that.
Oh, yes. And there he betrays just a little bit of the stagecraft. I'm in uniform today. Now, never mind the fact, as a mole, as an Obama partisan, and I've got the evidence for that if you doubt me that I'll document here in just a second. But when Flounder is with the National Security Council detailed to the White House, he's dressed, as is custom, in business attire. But for this, I guess it was Gilbert and Sullivan, right? What was the song from the operetta? The very model of a modern major general. Alexander Vindman is the very model of a Democrat hack in uniform. Here's where that comes from. Earlier this month, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Jim Hickman said that he verbally reprimanded Vindman in a meeting with Russian and Ukrainian officers, one of these seminar things in Germany, where Vindman really talked up President Obama, ridiculed America and Americans in front of Russian military officers. Here's what retired Lieutenant Colonel Jim Hickman wrote. Don't let the uniform fool you. He is a political activist in uniform. For Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, a gentleman with whom I worked, and Newt may have some faults, but he's always teaching. And last night on the Fox News Channel, first he calls it an educational moment, but I think he did that to just a dollop of irony he's introducing here. Listen to what Newt says this process is all about.
This is potentially a great education for the American people, that there is an entire class of people who believe that they should be making the decisions, that the Constitution does not exist, and that the elected officials chosen by the American people are inferior to the brilliance and genius of the career civil service.
Bullseye. Newt is exactly right. The educational part, well, not really, but pulling back the curtain. What this is all about is the nobility of the bureaucracy. It ain't noble. It's tyrannical. We're seeing it there. On the line from Huntersville, it's Steve. Steve, you got 30 seconds. What's going on, man?
Hey, I have something I heard the other day, but I appreciate it if you could verify it. When they were first interviewing the Lieutenant Colonel, I'm pretty sure he was asked the question, where does your greatest loyalty lie? And his answer was to the agency. Now, I about flipped out because
nothing about the Constitution or the chain of command.
Well, I would have been just as upset if he said my first loyalty is to the president. But he's sworn in to his loyalty and taking an oath to the United States of America.
Absolutely, Steve. I've got more on Vindman's antics, more a Newt, more of the Vince Coakley program coming up. It's JD for Vince. Please stay tuned.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Toll free from any place, especially the upstate of South Carolina, 1-800-928-1110. And for what we called Metrolina back in the day, translated as Charlotte in vicinity, 704-570-1110. The recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley, still to come. I guess we'd call him the boy congressman. The boy who wanted to be president and got his nose bloodied and dropped out of the race as quickly as he could to go back and be a part of the incredibly misnamed intelligence majority in that committee. Things got odiferous. I was about to pull one of those malaprops like a George Smathers back in the day. Things got odiferous at the hands of the boy congressman. And we will get to that malodorous occurrence a little bit later. In the vernacular of the great motion picture by the Coen brothers, named for my adopted state, Raising Arizona, looked like this fella went and had himself a little accident. He just had a little accident on national TV. You'll hear it a bit later. So, Steve, before the break, Steve called from Huntersville saying, hey, in that deposition, didn't Colonel Alexander Vindman, who for our purposes this morning we call Flounder, since he looks like the character of the late, great Stephen First in Animal House. Hey, didn't Flounder talk about his fealty to command and not the Constitution? Well, from The Last Refuge at the website, The Conservative Treehouse, here's what Sundance, the pen name of the blogger, had to say. Within his deposition, the ideology of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is clear. Vindman's mission focus was and is to shape U.S. policy toward Ukraine and, by extension, NATO, regardless of the actual policy view of President Trump. Within his deposition, Vindman admitted to giving countermanding instructions to his Ukraine counterpart 2 weeks after understanding opposite policy objectives from his commander-in-chief. The guy who just tells it like it is, like all of us, he has flaws. But he's, I really respected the guy when we served together in the House, and I appreciate his analysis. Listen to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich talk about Flounder. I mean Vindman.
I mean, Vindman to me is an absurdity. The idea that somebody who is a lieutenant colonel thinks that he knows so much that he can overrule the commander-in-chief.
Quite full of himself a lot.
I mean,
that's a
people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he would currently be serving in Antarctica. I mean, you know, strong presidents make foreign policy.
And truth be told, Newt, ideally under the Constitution, every president has the constitutional authority and power to make foreign policy. Just so happens that Trump believes in a strong executive, as did Franklin Roosevelt, as did Ronald Reagan. But in the here and now, somehow the left is trying to make this into a criminal offense. Credit the Ingram angle last night on the Fox News channel for the audio of Newt. One other passage, and the editors at Fox News, what you will hear is a truncated exchange. Yes, it is edited, but it is not edited to change the meaning. It is for time. Yesterday in the hearings, ranking member Devin Nunes, Republican of California, questions Flounder, a.k.a. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and then Chairman Schiff intervenes. I believe this exchange is especially revealing. Listen.
Did you discuss the July 25th phone call with anyone outside the White House on July 25th or the 26th?
Yes, I did.
What agency was this individual from?
If I could interject here, we need to protect the whistleblower.
I do not know who the whistleblower is.
How is it possible for you to name these people and then out the whistleblower?
If you know all these people, well, what is it about? What makes the whistleblower so magic? Once again, the simple, elegant, graphic analysis of former Speaker Newt Gingrich talking about Chairman Schiff. Listen.
Schiff's a liar. I mean, if Schiff doesn't know who the whistleblower is, why is he cutting off questions about a person he doesn't know exists? I think it's hard to exaggerate for the American people the degree to which Adam Schiff is a liar, and a liar on a scale that, frankly, totally dishonors the U.S. Congress.
And considering so many dishonorable acts have taken place in the United States House of Representatives, that's saying something. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Mark has been waiting patiently in Rock Hill. Mark, welcome to our program.
Yes, honor to speak with you, Congressman.
Thank you. Just call me J.D. I'm not like Flounder.
J.D., okay.
Thank
All
you.
All right, that's fine. I just want to segue on your last remarks and quoting Speaker Gingrich again. The first day the press gaggle with Madam Speaker Pelosi. I want to bring up a few two simple observations and I'll let you comment. Ukraine, according to her own State Department website, is a form and function of a failed state, acknowledged freely by Speaker Pelosi. And I want to refresh myself as a perspective, a person. Our Constitution has three overlapping duties of the president. He's the commander-in-chief of our country's armed forces. He's the chief executive, and he functions at head of state. These demands on his calendar. And he sits on a three-legged stool into all of these roles. And on that stool has a label called foreign policy, as I understood it from high school when I got a refresher in college. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and what you say is true. Our founders designed the presidency as having three aspects. You're right, chief executive of the government. That's why we call the government under any president the administration. They administer the laws, take care to make sure they're faithfully executed. So chief executive, commander-in-chief, and head of state. Quite often that is ceremonial, but the president has the power. But you see, what Nancy and the leftist radicals in Congress have done is they have crowned a pretender in empowering Adam Schiff, of all people, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, to be the king of the coup. Coming back with more, it's JD for Vince. Want to hear from you, too. Stay with me.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
There is no whistleblower. There's no whistleblowing statute for what happened. What you have is a leaker. The leaker was leaking things that are classified. He has no right to protection.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich last night on the Fox News Channel, and as I've said repeatedly this morning, Newt, despite his flaws, a very intelligent observer and analyst of what's going on. Another guy with whom I served in the Congress, we were both elected in 1994, is also a very perceptive news analyst. Maybe you've seen his columns at townhall.com. This would be Gil Gutnecht, the former congressman from Minnesota. And he wrote a column over the weekend, Let None Dare Call It Sedition. And in that column, he picks up on what Newt just said, but he wrote it first before Newt said it last night. Calling the whistleblower a whistleblower is a misnomer. He's a partisan secondhand leaker. He's a coward and a traitor. He and all those who conspired with him should be treated as such, like those who devised the insurance policy, those who originated the plot, those who authorized the surveillance of the campaign, the one who told the president that he was not a target of the investigation, those who used the investigative resources of the FBI and CIA to dig up dirt on a Republican candidate and then a duly elected president of the United States. All should be facing much more than the loss of their positions and their pensions. Others have taken to using the word sedition. Simple sedition normally applies when we are under a declaration of war. This criminal behavior more clearly falls under seditious conspiracy. If two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow. Oh, by the way, conviction carries with it a sentence of up to 20 years in a federal penitentiary. Seditious conspiracy is a term that may need dusting off. It should become part of our daily lexicon. We've waited impatiently for the report from Inspector General Horowitz, the report that supposedly has been done for weeks. Senator Grassley tweeted concern that the report may be deep-sixed by the deep state. The Barr Durham investigation into the origins of the coup has now gone criminal and is picking up pace. Both developments have explosive potential. Democrats know this only too well. More than anything, this sham they call an inquiry is an effort to distract and get out in front of these stories. They're also doing everything they can to discredit Attorney General Barr. The coming months will be both a race and a test for him. If Attorney General Barr maintains the steely resolve he's thus far demonstrated, we may all find ourselves becoming much more familiar with the term seditious conspiracy. Buckle up. This is going to get exciting. The words of former Minnesota Congressman Gil Gutnick, appearing at townhall.com. Now, when we were there in the House, Newt used to come visit us at the Conservative Opportunity Society. That was founded to be the opposite of the leftist welfare state. And I was honored to chair that group for a good chunk of time. And Gil Gutnick would be there, and we would come up with strategies to combat the left. Now, last night on Fox, Newt got a little nostalgic. And he talked about when he was a congressman. By the way, he exposed the wrongdoing of a speaker named Jim Wright. That's why Jim Wright became a former speaker. Newt had some advice for a perceptive, brave, current member of Congress, though he didn't name who that congressman should be. Listen to Cut 9.
I used to be pretty aggressive when I was in Congress. I am surprised one of the members of the Republicans doesn't just say, look, we all know the whistleblower is X. Now, Schiff, if you know it's not X, who is it?
Yeah. And you see, when you're a member of the House, the debate and speech clause gives you immunity. You can go to the floor. You can be in committee. You can say what you want to say. Now, I'd like to nominate a newcomer to Congress. From the 9th District of North Carolina, Dan Bishop, you were great on Twitter saying, what's the big deal about the so-called whistleblower? He isn't Voldemort, or whatever the guy's name is, Harry Potter. Dan, in my humble opinion, you ought to hop on this like stink on sewage, like sweet on sugar. Go to the floor, mention the whistleblower's name, because you have all the protections, and don't let bug-eyed pencil neck Shift say, oh, we're going to bring you up before the Ethics Committee. They might try, but that ain't going to work. You've got full immunity with a debate and speech clause. Challenge Chairman Schiff, Congressman Bishop. You've already showed great knowledge of the system. And calling guys out, that would be my suggestion. If it's not Dan Bishop, well, maybe Mark Meadows. Maybe one of the South Carolinians. 30. Oh, don't think that Lindsey will do it over in the Senate.
He's got, his buddies to protect and the memories of some who... well, may have been up to their earlobes in the dossier and all that.
When we come back, disgraceful behavior that was somewhat involuntary by the boy congressman. That gauche, noxious omission, and more coming up next hour. It's J.D. for Vince.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.